Good day, Montana. This is Front Row Center. My name is Tom Berich. Joining me on the phone today is producer of the Red Ants Pants Music Festival, Sarah Calhoun. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Sarah, it's been a while since the last festival, and I wonder, with the time off, will this season look any different than seasons in the past?
Having a year off was actually, in some ways, a nice break to sit back and reflect on why we're doing what we're doing and how we're doing it. So this year, we're certainly coming forth again for our 10-year anniversary music festival to really come in with a lot of intention to make it the best it possibly can be and really focus on the good neighboring and bringing all different types of people together and celebrating rural Montana.
Sarah, for our listeners that may be relatively new, could you tell our listeners a little bit about the history of the festival itself?
So there's actually a pants company behind all this, which some people don't even realize, hence the name, the Red Ants Pants Music Festival. We make workwear for women. We're based here in White Sulphur Springs, Montana, a wonderful ranching community in central Montana. We have about 900 people in town, 2,000 in all of Marr County. And after about 5 years of being in business, decided it was time to celebrate and bring people together on a larger scale. And so we started this back in 2011, and it's literally in a working cow pasture on the Jackson's place out here. So we just decided to bring some people together and use music as a tool to connect folks. And we figured everyone's working hard enough. We've all earned a little weekend break to put down all of our equipment and tools and tractors and come together and hear some good music and connect with our neighbors. Certainly a family-friendly event. We encourage folks to bring their kids. 12 and under are free.
Great.
So and we have a great kids area for lots of programming, as well as a demonstration area where we do ag and work skill demos, trailer backing and ranch roping and sheep shearing and all that good stuff. We have a crosscut competition for sawing and nail pounding and a beard competition and yodeling and lots of good stuff going on. So.
Before we even get into the lineup, what can you tell our listeners as far as the festival itself? How will it look this year? What kind of safety precautions are taken, if any?
Yeah, so we did cap the attendance this year, which is the first time we've done that, with really an intention to have a little more elbow room for everyone, make sure that it doesn't get too congested. Any of the high traffic areas will have spaced out and more room for people. We do have plenty of space, as it's on a, you know, an open air ranch, big pasture, so. So it's not a crowded event anyway, and this year it's certainly with limited attendance will be even better. And then we'll have additional hand wash stations and hand sanitizer stations everywhere and that sort of thing, and really taking care to make sure folks do feel like they have an option to have their own room. And it really could be the type of thing where if you wanted to bring your own camper and do your own food and beverage in the campground, and there's plenty of room to space out. You could be within 10 feet away from any other person the whole weekend if you wanted to.
Well, tell us about this year's lineup.
Yeah, so we're so excited to announce that Taj Mahal will be our headliner. And this year, when I was working on the talent, as it is our 10-year anniversary, we are bringing back and inviting lots of our favorite bands from the past decade. So all the performers on this year's lineup have played our festival before, so it'll be quite a reunion. So kicking things off, we have a street dance on Thursday night. That's July 22nd downtown, to try to encourage folks to go spend some money in local White Sulphur Springs. And
sure.
The band for that is actually the Missoula Band, Jackson Holt and the Highway Patrol.
Okay.
And then heading into the weekend, Friday night, we've got a lot of great bands. Kicking things off is Smith River Young. And that is our side stage winning band from 2019. They're actually a local high school band, and they're phenomenal, and they've just put out their first album.
Wow.
It's very exciting. And then we'll roll into all the main stage music. So that night we'll have Mipso and Parsons Field, The Lone Bellow, and Watch House, which is formerly Mandolin Orange. And then Saturday, lots of big ones. Superman, another great Montana band,
yeah,
playing on Saturday. We'll have the Steel Wheels and Susie Boggess, Lucero, and then the Mavericks will headline Saturday night. Phenomenal mm-hmm. entertainers. Sunday we'll get Martha Scanlon and another Montana gal. Fantastic, with John Newfield, and then Jeffrey Foucault and Hayes Carl leading up to Taj Mahal to close on Sunday.
So what are the dates and the times of the festival in general?
So July 22nd through 25th for the whole event. The campground opens Thursday morning, the 22nd, and closes Monday. So and we keep things really affordable so everyone can come. And camping is just $30 for the whole weekend. You can bring any sort of rig you want, sheep wagon, RV, camper, tent, anything there. And then Friday, the gates open at 3 p.m. And festival grounds are open Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Where can people go for more information or to buy tickets?
Red Ants. Musicfestival.com is the best spot for all of the info there, and tickets are available there as well. We do have hard ticket outlets around the state, so check our website for a listing of those.
Sarah Calhoun, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me. We sure appreciate the support.
Thanks again to Sarah Calhoun, producer of the Red Ants Pants Music Festival in White Sulphur Springs, Montana. For more information or to buy tickets, please go to redantspantsmusicfestival.com. You've been listening to Front Row Center. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Tom Berich.